This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
القول قول الصوارم كي تسترد المظالم حتى الأراضي نساموا راس.
What is your strongest argument against the validity of Islam? Go ahead.
Against
Islam, against why Islam is a true religion, why it's valid, why it's, what's your strongest argument?
Why are you addicted to social media? Watching the champ over and over again? Trying to be like the champ? If you want to be like the champ, you have to join the champ in establishing the Scandinavian mega masjid and dawah center in Norway. Click the link below and donate now.
Why has the cat got your tongue here? I've asked him a simple question. He's here to tell me why Islam is wrong. I don't know why. Give me your argument. I'm waiting for you.
You don't have an argument.
Okay. So you need her to help you and raise a book.
Whether
and the other man to help us, or maybe the child will help us.
Repeat. It's a valid, whether it's a valid religion. Is that what you ask?
Why is Islam wrong? You've come here to tell me. You talk about Islam every week, don't you? Yeah? Okay, now I'm giving you an opportunity. I'm right here in front of you, okay?
We've already
established you're an ignoramus. We don't know anything about Islam. But I'm just going to give you the benefit of the doubt as an unqualified, uncredible, deliberately ignorant person as you are. I'm asking the question. What is your strongest argument? Why is Islam wrong?
Muhammad is the strongest argument.
That's not an argument, it's a man. Go ahead.
It's an argument because...
I don't know what you... What the word argument means in English language?
There are 91 verses.
You have to.
There are 91 verses in the Quran that commands the Muslims to imitate the behavior of Muhammad.
Okay.
That's why if you copy his behavior, you're a good Muslim. And Muhammad also said that himself.
Okay, so I don't see how that's a strong argument against why Islam is wrong. Okay. I've just asked you a question. You say you have to imitate Muhammad and that's why you're a good Muslim.
If Islam had been a spiritual relationship between a person and a God, it wouldn't be a problem because
the strongest argument is that Islam is not a religion,
it's a political doctrine, let's say
Islam has political doctrines and military doctrines. Why is that wrong? Go ahead.
It's wrong because Islam cannot coexist with other systems of governing societies because Islam does not accept powerful argument. It's powerful argument.
And you can tell by observing
the states that has been invaded and occupied by Islam, more than 50 states.
Powerful argument.
And you can see all these states are shitholes because of Islam.
Okay.
Countries that used to be nice place to live has become shitholes because of Islam.
Okay.
And the Muslims behaving Islamic. So that's why we don't want that to happen to our country. And that is why we will deport anyone.
What's your argument? Your argument is that Islam is wrong because it has military and political doctrines?
Yeah.
So, so in that case, liberalism is wrong because it's a political doctrine.
It is not a religion.
No, but it's a political doctrine. That's what you just said.
Yeah, but Islam claims to be a religion.
Whether it claims to be a religion or not.
How do you define religion?
I can't understand.
Don't interrupt, she said.
How do you define religion?
It's something I observe quite often with you Muslims.
Oh yes, yeah. So you do observe it with us. Yeah. I thought you said we don't follow a religion.
When I try to talk to a Muslim, he kind of behaves like a caveman.
Okay.
He's not able to communicate in a civilized way.
Okay.
And that goes for you too.
That's an ad hominem. It's an ad hominem fallacy. Do you know what that is?
Well, no, I don't.
Okay, it's an ad hominem. You're attacking the man, not the argument. I'm saying to you right now, I'm trying to point out that you are not very good at debating.
Oh, really?
No, because you don't accept. Well, okay.
How is this relevant to what we're talking about?
I'm asking a question, right? Why is Islam wrong? You said because it's a political and military doctrine. Yeah. Okay, now I want to know why that makes it wrong.
And as I said, you try to drag in liberalism.
Why does that make it wrong?
And liberalism accepts all kind of political...
Liberalism is a political philosophy which has military implications, correct?
It's liberal. and yeah, it's liberal. No, and no, Islam is liberal.
Islam is liberal?
Islam is liberal. Islam is
liberal.
The most, it doesn't accept any other political socialism, whatever. You know what happened in Iran, in Lebanon, when the Muslims...
I want you to make your point. You're jumping from point to example. I want you to finish your point. What is your point? That Islam is incapable of having people within
Islam
it?
Islam is a tool, it's a political tool to implement Sharia in a whole planet.
Okay.
That's what the Allah guy said.
Okay, no, hold on.
And that's what the Muhammad guy said.
Okay, so what?
And we have to,
let's go
we
with
have
that.
To
so
believe
what?
This.
So,
we
so
have
what?
To, we have to
why does that make it wrong?
What?
Why does that make it wrong?
Why that is wrong?
Yeah, why is that wrong? Yeah.
We don't want Islam to destroy our country because we have a quite nice place here.
Oh, okay.
And we observe what happens
to all
countries.
Do you know what I find incredible? I've let you speak, yeah? Now, can you let me respond? Because you talk about cavemen. I don't want you to be a caveman, yeah? Okay, so you're the civilized white man and I'm the caveman. But indulge me for a second here. Indulge me. Let me say this. Isn't it interesting that this man is talking about Islam as being incapable of tolerance, yet his very prescription is incapable of tolerance itself? In other words, his prescription of deporting Muslims is exactly intolerance. So he doesn't like Islam because of his alleged claim that it's intolerant, yet his own prescriptions are intolerant in nature.
So what you just witnessed there really was a kind of jihad. What did you say? A kind of jihad? Are you an extremist? I knew you were a violent extremist. No. You don't understand what the word jihad means. You see, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, جاهدوا المشركين بأموالكم وأنفسكم وألسنتكم. That struggle in the way of Allah with your money, meaning give charity. وأنفسكم. Yes, there is a physical jihad. And the third one is وألسنتكم, and with your tongues. The Quran says, وَجَاهِدُهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. Do jihad with it, i.e. the Quran. We struggle with the Quran. We make intellectual arguments based on the Quranic argumentation. Now you can join this kind of jihad, this intellectual jihad. Yes, you can join it. And what is the incentive? Allah says in the Quran, in Surah As-Saff,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم.
Oh, you who believe, should I let you know of a trade, of a bargain, of a business that will keep you away from a painful punishment? Allah is telling me, He's telling you, He's asking me, He's asking you this question. Then He tells us, تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, that you believe in Allah and His Messenger. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, that you do jihad, that you struggle in the way of Allah with your monies, and with yourselves. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, that is better for you if you only knew. What will Allah give us? He tells us in the next verse, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, He will erase your sins. He will forgive your sins. وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, that then He will put us into gardens wherein which rivers flow. Can you imagine? وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً, and beautiful houses, places of inhabitation, فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ,
in the gardens of Eden. And this is the great reward. Is this something you can forgo? Is this something you're willing to forgo? Do we really believe in these things? Do we really believe in heaven? Do we really believe in hell? Do we really believe in the punishment of Allah? If so, then we cannot afford to let an opportunity like this go. You're one click away, potentially one click away on this holy month of fulfilling all of the conditions of this ayah. One click away. It won't even take you as long as it would take to put a bread in a toaster and then it pop out. How long? Why procrastinate? Why be lazy? Why be stingy? وَمَا يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ Allah says, whoever eliminates the stinginess from themselves, then they are the ones who are successful. Press the button below now. Do not miss this opportunity. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.